News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's Tom McGinn for the Texas 4-H Roundup, second year back in College Station after a one-year hiatus. An opportunity to visit with the coordinator, Kyle Merton, at 4-H here in College Station about what's happening the first of next week.
Texas 4-H Roundup will be in College Station once again this year, June 9th through the 12th. We're extremely excited about this year's Roundup because we, for the fifth straight year, have set a new attendance record for pre-registrations. We've got a pre-attendance of about 2,900 individuals, which will then escalate to probably roughly in the neighborhood of about 42 to 4,300 total participants that'll come that week. So be another record-setting year, hopefully, for us from an attendance standpoint. We once again have a great showing of competitive events, educational workshops. We'll have over 50 competitive events that kids will come and participate in. Because 4-H Roundup is kind of our pinnacle leadership event of the year in which youth work all year round for this specific time, we expect to have some of the best and brightest kids in the 4-H program that we have to offer. We'll also be giving away about over $2 million in scholarships to 200-plus youth. About 65% of those will be back in College Station, more than likely to attend Texas A&M in the fall. And so that bids well for us in the partnership that we've got with College Station and Texas A&M and something like that as well.
For those who are not familiar, first of all, with 4-H and then the Roundup program, if you can give us a bit of a primer on that.
Sure. Well, 4-H Roundup is 65 years plus in the making is how long we've been doing it. Of those years, every year has been here in College Station. It's basically the culmination of our 4-H program's project year. And when I say that, many of these youth have been working all year round in different projects and program areas, whether it be livestock judging, public speaking, different leadership, educational presentations. And so this is where they come and hone in their skills and their knowledge based upon what they've been working on throughout that year. And some of these events that they'll participate in, they've qualified at the county and district level, and they're now at the state level. Others, about 15 others that we offer, are what we call invitational events in which youth can come and participate without having to qualify. The kids that we serve at this event are roughly between the ages of 11 and 18, somewhere in that neighborhood. And so that's kind of the age group that we target for Texas 4-H Roundup.
And you made the reference to more than 50 competitive events. Some are traditional agriculture, others are not, and I know from personal experience, 4-H is not just about agriculture.
That's correct. You know, we do so many different things. We have obviously our traditional livestock type events. Some our biggest actual project in 4-H is our food and nutrition project, in which we've got some really innovative and creative events. Our food challenge is our fastest and our largest event now these days. It's based upon the Iron Chef concept, in which individuals get some mystery ingredients and then they create a nutritious dish and make a presentation based upon it. We have other things like Share the Fun, which is our theater component to 4-H Roundup, which we'll have vocalists, we'll have one-act plays, we'll have bands and groups and instrumentalists that'll come in. We're big into the STEM program, science, engineering, technology, in which we've got a poster competition. We'll also have some robotic stuff that we'll be doing throughout the week. So there's just so many different opportunities that kids can do outside the livestock realm and the ag realm that we have some really phenomenal kids that come through our program.
And where and how's the public involved, and how can we see what the participants are doing?
Well, obviously, most of our participants will be individuals who are coming to the conference either as a participant or a parent or volunteer or county extension agent. However, there are some opportunities if people who are interested in seeing what 4-H is all about to come. and check it out. We'll be at Reed Arena as our main hub. And then we've got contests that are located around campus on Texas A&M campus. You can find the full schedule of events at our website, texas4-h.tamu.edu. There you'll have the times and locations of all the places. At Reed Arena, we're also excited to have our trade show again this year, in which we'll have colleges and universities from all over the state there. We'll have vendors, we'll have businesses that are supporters of the 4-H program who are looking to hire on kids in the future and talk to them about the opportunities that they may have in the future after either graduating college or graduating high school. So that's another way that people can come and check out things. If the public wants to come, we do offer a $10 one-day pass that gets you into any of the events that we offer at all of Texas 4-H Roundup for that specific day.
Anything else that I've missed about Roundup that would be of interest to our local listeners?
The one thing that we always talk about with 4-H Roundup is that we're just truly proud of the kids that we have involved in this program. These are the future leaders of our community. These are the individuals that are going to hold our elected offices and then are going to be the people that individuals go to for advice and their leadership because of their leadership capacity. And so we're just so proud when these kids all come together. It's a great networking opportunity for them to make new friends and build new relationships. So if you're in town and you have the chance to meet some of our individuals, just ask them about their 4-H experience and you'll learn so much about them and what they've gained through the 4-H program.
Thanks again to Kyle Merton, who is the coordinator for the Texas 4-H Roundup, again on the A&M campus starting on Monday through most of next week. A link to their website is online at WTAW.com along with this interview. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.